If it's Wednesday afternoon at 4:45, it means it's time to check in with James B. Huntington for the latest on jobs and the economy. It's Work Shift Live. Hello, James.
Good afternoon, Jason. Good afternoon, listeners. Got a lot of news today.
A lot of news. Absolutely. There's a lot of items here that we can talk about going on out there. Of course, well, you know, it's Thanksgiving, traditionally the start of the holiday season. Holiday season traditionally big for business, big for sales anyway. What about efforts to get some sales going for local businesses? How's the Shop Local initiatives going?
Well, it's something they're starting called Small Business Saturday. It's already happened. It's in the past now. But it's an effort to get people to go to local stores and such instead of the big box ones and look out for places in the community that can really use the help, especially use the help. Here's a statistic that, according to the state controller, for every dollar you spend with a small business, we turn around and put 67 cents back into the economy. It's nothing like that with the Walmarts and the Targets and other company-owned stores. It's different with franchises. My area of concern is that you don't need to stick it to places like McDonald's and Burger King, because those are owned by people who are part of the community who are suffering along with everyone else. But when you're talking about the large stores that sell a variety of things, and even the online ones like Amazon, those are all company-owned, and those are not coming back to this area. So it's a valuable thing. We have here a Sullivan County Shop Local is the name of the page on Facebook where there's information, and there could even be some promotions and such popping up here. Sullivan County Shop Local. That is a public group. They have 1,200 members on Facebook now and lots of messages and announcements. So you might want to have a peek at that if you're still looking for some things on your Christmas list. There should be some good data here about where you can get things, which could be more distinctive as well as helping local businesses.
Is there, and I'm going to look at that right now. So just to recap what you're saying and put this into context, there's Thanksgiving Thursday, there's Black Friday. Yesterday was Giving Tuesday to focus on nonprofits, and you're saying the Saturday after Thanksgiving is now traditionally a local Shop Local Saturday.
We have Cyber Monday, and I don't know if the Sunday has a name in there, but it certainly could. So they're
maybe it's like
stretching out the whole Black Friday, Thanksgiving, and so on week. And a lot of these things were disappointing, by the way. We heard about Black Friday being less than even the lowered amounts expected, but Cyber Monday was also disappointing.
Mm.
It's 5 or 10% below what people had thought, and that means, really, that there are a lot of people who are not doing well, who are not able to spend a great deal. So even if online is now the way of choice, a lot of people can't even do that.
Mm. So I was wondering if there was already numbers that indicated how this, you know, past week of sales went. So there are initial numbers, and it's not looking like it was that great, giving the hesitant considerations moving into it.
All I'm seeing is that it's weak. It's lower than expected. I don't think we'll have good numbers for another week or so yet.
Right.
If I get them, I'll report on them in a week.
All right, cool. We'll check back in on that. But, you know, I mean, businesses have been struggling right along through this, and we knew that, you know, the pressures on the economy, the issues causing them have not been resolved. So we knew that this was going to be a tricky time, even though this is a time where people in sales really want to recoup a lot. How are businesses doing right now?
Well, very poorly for the small ones. We do have a data point here that nearly one-third of New York and New Jersey small businesses have closed this year. That's a lot. That's about 28% of people in New York have shut down for good this year, and in New Jersey, it's over 30%. So, and then the national average is 30%. So it's just about right there. So it just permanent closures, places can't make it. So it's going to be quite different when we get these vaccines in us and the economy comes back. We do have a report from a think tank, which is described somewhat as a conservative and libertarian advocacy group. It's Freedom Works. They are saying that our economy may return to normal by the second half next year. The GDP is going to drop a few percent in the first quarter and possibly in the second quarter. We have the vaccines on the way, but we also have record numbers of people in the hospital for the virus. We have a chance that the deaths will go up higher than it was in mid-April with the peak before, and reported cases are just a little bit below their absolute peak, expected to go up more for Thanksgiving. So we're going to be in trouble probably for the first half of the year, but there is a lot of reason for optimism in the second half.
Just to clarify, you said, you know, 30%. Does that mean 30% of all businesses of a certain type closed?
Yes, all businesses, all small businesses. We don't have a definition of that, but
right.
As of November 16th, 27.8% of small businesses in New York State shut down for good, and it's 31.2% in New Jersey. That's through mid-November, and
wow.
It reflects businesses that were open when this thing started at the beginning of the year, or almost the beginning of the year. So we have another area they're not getting help in. It's a disturbing business alert from the Washington Post was that more than half of the emergency small business funds, the loans for small businesses, were going actually to larger businesses. So about 600 larger companies, including what they described as dozens of national chains, were getting the maximum amount, the maximum $10 million that they could loan them. So it could be that a lot of these small businesses were turned down or just couldn't find a way of getting the money for that are supposed to help them and bail them out here. That's been a problem. That's looking bad.
Well, I know there was one of these rounds of stimulus or whatever, or support for small businesses where, like, almost immediately we were seeing that much larger than expected businesses were getting some of this. So is it just that there's been additional research that shows that there was even more of that than we expected initially?
Yes, well, we can't handle it. It's just too many businesses are going under or having serious problems for 600 million. That's not that much an amount of money nationwide.
Okay,
we have a new relief proposal on the table. It was put together yesterday with a group of Democrats and Republicans. Mitt Romney is the most prominent name here. But yes, the new package would include $300 billion, actually, of small business aid. State and local government relief for lost tax money, $180 billion for the $300 a week unemployment benefits to bring those back to life, and various other things. What we don't have is checks being sent to people, as happened once last year. But this should help a great deal if they can get it together, if Congress can do something with the up in the air with a transitional political situation now, that would help a great deal. This is small businesses,
Jim, you know,
a much larger amount of money.
You know more about investments and things like securities than I do. If I were to go into the bank with if Congress does something, what kind of return on that investment would I get?
Well, the bank accounts are not doing very well right now. The money market checking is under 0.5% per year. It's still dangerous to put everything in the stock market. It's you should have a solid amount, certainly, but everyone is telling you to diversify, and I'm not going to change from that. We have, in the past week, the Dow was virtually unchanged. It
right.
went up 11 points on a 29,883 was today's close. Gold is up $25 on the week. Silver is down, is up 74 cents, so those things are good. The Dow is close, really, to an all-time high. It's dangerous at any time to buy into stocks that have gone way, way up, but you should have somewhere around half of your savings if you have a substantial amount in stocks of some kind. Keep some cash around. You never know quite what will happen, but you should have different investments.
Jim, we've got just 2 minutes left right now. But you know, we're always keeping an eye on jobs in Workshift Live, and every time that you've got new numbers or jobless claims, we take a look at them. What are the latest job claim numbers? And I think more importantly in this news cycle is how much can we trust them now?
Well, it's 778,000, yet another week in the 700,000s, up somewhat. We're getting a report that these may include backlog cases, and they may be overstated. That wouldn't surprise me. It seems like it's been awfully high, given that we've actually been improving. We've been gaining jobs, and yet all these claims and such, maybe there's just not as much churn as we think. We don't have solid data on that yet. I hope within the week there'll be something. But it is a chaotic time, and some of these things are not as reliable as they may seem. But when you hear about Cyber Monday being disappointing and everything else, it's obvious that there are a lot of people who are in trouble right now and not able to spend as much as they would like. Whatever the number is, that's absolutely clear, and with the virus a long way from settling down before the vaccines, that will probably last for several months. There are some very grim forecasts out there for the next 3 months that it may be just the absolute worst time, one of the worst prosperity times in the history of this country, and so on. We'll see. I mean, we have a lot of people who need help in many different ways, but there is some settling down, and there are opportunities available. And if you are looking for a job out there, my advice for today is check out Amazon. They are hiring and hiring. Hmm. They are up to 1.2 million employees. They've added 400 and some thousand in 10 months. They're adding a lot more now. They've gone up a great deal for holiday season. If you have availability, if you can get to New York City, if you're willing to work long hours, if you have skills that would help in a warehouse, if you can take care of yourself with a computer, you may, and you're willing to work a lot of hours, they may just tack you right on. So look at the Amazon website if you're willing to go through all this, because they need a lot more people.
Okay. Well, James, I want to thank you so much for checking in with us and giving us this weekly update on jobs and the economy here on Workshift. And there's definitely some threads that we can pick up on next week and continue to track some of these stories.
Very good. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Jason.
Workshift Live comes to you every Wednesday afternoon at 4:45 right here on Radio Catskill.